From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Troops are trying to restore calm in the Chilean city of Concepcion. Police alone haven't been able to stop post-earthquake looting in the country's second-largest city. NPR's Juan Ferrero is in Concepcion and tells us basic services are still out.
Chilean Marines patrolled the darkened streets of Concepcion. This city, near the epicenter of Saturday's 8.8 magnitude quake, has been without electricity, fuel, or telephone service. Some people began breaking into supermarkets and stores. That led the government to extend a nighttime curfew until noon. The quake generated tsunamis that swamped coastal towns. Bridges buckled and homes collapsed elsewhere. Here in Concepcion, one 15-story building collapsed. Firefighters were searching for up to 11 people believed trapped under the rubble. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Concepcion, Chile.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stops in Chile today. The State Department says she will bring communications gear and will promise more help. Spokesman P.J. Crowley outlines what Chile has asked of the U.S. so far.
Chile has requested our help in terms of providing a field hospital, communication support, and water purification systems. And so we are mobilizing those capabilities.
Clinton is on a five-nation Latin American tour. Today, the Supreme Court considers whether the Second Amendment right to bear arms applies to states and localities as well as to federal jurisdictions. In 2008, the court reversed a long-standing position that the Second Amendment right refers to militias and not individuals. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports today's case gained momentum after the High Court said Washington, D.C., which is a federal enclave, could not impose a gun ban.
In the wake of a 2008 Supreme Court decision declaring a gun ban in the District of Columbia to be unconstitutional, the National Rifle Association and other gun rights supporters challenged a similar ban in Chicago. They argued that, like most other constitutional amendments, the Second Amendment guaranteeing a right to bear arms should apply not just to federal laws, but to state and local laws as well. A federal appeals court, however, upheld the Chicago law, noting that at least thus far, the Supreme Court has explicitly left intact 19th century decisions that allow the states to regulate guns as they wish. Sonia Sotomayor took a similar position when she was on the appeals court in New York. Now she will be one of the justices to re-examine the question. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota executives are on Capitol Hill again today. Congress wants to know still more about how Toyota has handled recalls, safety complaints, and quality issues in the past, and how it's making changes today. This is NPR News. Democrats say they will get jobless benefits and doctors' Medicare payments flowing again quickly as a Republican senator blocks legislation allocating money to them. 2,000 federal highway construction workers are on furlough because of the block by Republican Jim Bunning of Kentucky. Bunning says he wants provisions in the bill paid for with unspent money from economic stimulus legislation. He says he's trying to stop the deficit from getting still bigger. Democrats, including Vice President Joe Biden, have been calling him out, and Republican support for Bunning's actions has been lukewarm so far. It's primary election day in Texas. The incumbent GOP governor faces a sitting U.S. senator and a third candidate favored by Tea Party activists. And that's just on the Republican side. Here's Bill Zeebel with member station KERA in Dallas.
Rick Perry is the state's longest-serving governor, who took office after George W. Bush quit to run for president. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, in office even longer than Perry, has campaigned as a moderate Republican. Deborah Medina has appeared at Tea Party rallies and is right of them both. But Perry's also sought Tea Party votes, and Sarah Palin campaigned for him. Medina could be a spoiler, forcing Perry and Hutchison into a runoff. Bill White, Houston's former mayor, faces businessman Farouk Shammi on the Democratic side. State officials say early voter turnout has likely set a gubernatorial primary record. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.
Former Tennessee Congressman Harold Ford says he will not run for U.S. Senate from New York State. He's been exploring a challenge to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in the Democratic primary. Ford says Democratic leaders pressured him to stay out. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.